Final score, 58-56. Georgia State gets the victory over Georgia Southern, joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And Coach Chad and I talked about it after a tough first quarter, even second quarter, really came out and dominated that third quarter. What was the biggest change there for the third quarter for Georgia Southern?
We just hit shots. We hit shots, turned up our intensity on defense, and, you know, got back to Georgia Southern basketball. So I thought we played a tremendous game through all the adversity. You know, I'm not supposed to say it, but I feel efficient. So, I mean, and it's hard to play on the road. You know, even this last play, I felt like, and I'll go back and look at it, but we shouldn't be in those predicaments anyway. So hats off to Georgia State. You know, they came out and battled, but we've got to do a better job on the road.
16 points each for Maya Burns and Taryn Ward, and really looked like in the second half, those two especially trying to attack the basket a lot coming out of that third quarter.
Yeah, you know, our shots wasn't falling. So, you know, I thought we were settling for the three too much early on, and so we had to get something going to the basket, you know, get it go inside to our post players, and that kind of was the game plan moving forward.
You look ahead to next week. You've got the next five at home inside Hanner Fieldhouse. South Alabama going to be the next opponent inside Hanner Fieldhouse, or rather Troy on Thursday coming in. What's the next step for this program the next couple of days?
Just regain our focus, you know. This is a tough one for us on the road, but at least we're back in Hanner, so we got to make sure that we put this one behind us and then focus on a very strong opponent in Troy.
Coach, appreciate the time. Safe travels home.
Thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. A tough one tonight in a lot of different aspects, but a final score. Georgia State tops Georgia Southern 58-56 here on the third floor of the Georgia State Sports.